Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We've been talking a lot about crime in the subways in recent years, but new NYPD numbers show this year, incidents are way down.
So here's the word from NYPD's Deputy Chief of Transit, Keith Shine, updating the MTA at their board meeting yesterday.
Last month, the subway system saw 168 crimes, which reflects a 24% reduction or 54 less incidents when compared to last November.
Other numbers to talk about here, robberies down 18%, assaults dropping as well, substantially system-wide. Bezenya says even though she thinks crime could be down, she doesn't ride the subway because she worries about the homeless situation.
But you could take this up, but would you give it a chance again, maybe, just to try it out?
No.
Not one time?
Not one time, no. I might take the Long Island Railroad or something, but not the subway, no.
So here's the question. Do you feel safer riding the trains these days? Glenn Schuff, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Rockefeller Center.
A heads up for drivers that the speed limit in Central Park is going to be reduced to 15 miles per hour. That's for all vehicles and bicycles, including official city motor vehicles. The current speed limit is 20. The new rule requires a 60-day notification period, and so the changes won't take effect until about mid-February. More than half a dozen people hurt when an MTA bus crashed into several cars over a five-block stretch in the Bronx.
The front door dented with broken glass along with the windshield on this BX6 bus. Police tell us the bus driver, who's 63, lost control during her route down East 163rd Street. And as that bus lost control, it smashed into several other cars that were on the street. Michael was walking outside and saw the accident.
It looked crazy. Basically, the door. The people on the bus is basically trying to kick the door to get out.
Police tell us that in total, 8 people were taken to the hospital. 7 of them were passengers and 1 being that bus driver. They say they're investigating at this time whether or not this was due to weather, a mechanical failure, or just the driver who got into an accident. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Morrisania.
The city's independent budget office is out with a report that Mayor-elect Mamdani will surely be taking a look at. They found that as of the 2023-24 school year, only 52% of New York City public school classes met the new state class size limits, with the most overcrowding in districts 20 through 31, that's Brooklyn and Queens. Spokesperson Julia Conrad.
IBO found that the city needs to budget for an additional 7,000 teachers by 2028, and that's over and above what is already budgeted in the city's financial plan. The salary for those teachers would amount to about $700 million.
To reach full compliance, the numbers are even higher, 16,300 teachers. And if we don't hit that,
we might risk losing a portion of state funding. That will amount to about $1 billion. So the compliance requirement is real, and the costs associated with not meeting it are high.
She says part of the problem is that too many teachers are either leaving their schools or the New York City public school system entirely. The law applies only to the city's traditional public schools, not charter schools. 1010 Winds has reached out to Mayor-elect Mamdani for comment and is awaiting a response. Looks like that stretch of Roosevelt Avenue we hear so much about isn't the only problematic part of Queens. Despite a whole lot of complaints, a club in Ridgewood continues to throw large, loud parties. Well, now Councilmember Bob Holden is calling on the city to establish a permanent interagency task force to deal with that.
Lines down the block, drunk people fighting and urinating on cars. Oscar Campos has seen it steps from his home near the Lotus Event Center.
You cannot go to sleep. I mean, we all have lives. We understand that. I don't know, 2 a.m., close it up and that's it. But right. Then 4 a.m., 5 a.m., people out.
It's been a pain, and here's the big problem.
They're drawing hundreds of people to a space that really only accommodates up to 74.
Councilmember Bob Holden is concerned about quality of life and preventing a potentially disastrous situation.
Not only is it unsafe, but now you have this ridiculous noise and people hanging out on the streets.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the owners of the Lotus and is awaiting a response.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.